Part 4, starting now. In the civil service, women at first met severe opposition and disapproval. By 1875, many women from the middle classes were working as clerks in the telegraph and returned letter departments of the post office, and they were then employed in the savings bank department. The Inland Revenue pioneered the employment of women. Sir Algernon West, in 1888, said that, besides being quick, the women were accurate and very intelligent. They are cheap, and there is no superannuation. At the Board of Agriculture, the first woman worked in a dingy basement, which no male member of the staff over 15 was allowed to enter. In another department in 1890, they were employed as typewriters and came supplied with the machines. They worked in a locked room in the upper part of the building, and their work and meals were served to them through a hatch in the wall. They were such a novelty that the men hid behind pillars to watch them pass. As the years went by, women proved themselves so efficient that today they are working in all grades of the civil service. They have secured posts in the administrative grades, two being appointed permanent secretaries, another deputy secretary, and another undersecretary. In the foreign service, though they must resign on marriage, they have equal opportunities, but their numbers are few. There is no woman ambassador as yet. End of lesson 1.